Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Susanna Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, Living the Wholesome Life. And we are on week 17, day 5 of our positive, peaceful growth affirmation. Hold on just a minute. Just grabbing some of my notes. Okay, so so excited for this affirmation. I feel like this is one that we just need the whole year long because it's so important. The affirmation for this week is, I am engaging in my inner wisdom. I love it, love it, love it. I feel like as we listen to our real needs, our true wants, we live closer to the path of happiness. And I feel like our best inner wisdom comes from God. And so as we live and follow more the voice of God, we are just so happy. He being all-knowing, He knows how to lead us in the paths of happiness, in doing things that are good for us and for those around us. Anyway, it just brings a sense of peace. I love the word engaging. Means we're not ignoring our inner voice. We're not ignoring the voice of God. We are striving to hear it. We are striving to do it. The affirmation for today, because you know we always do a weekly affirmation and a daily affirmation Monday through Friday. So the affirmation for today is, I am open to being more vulnerable to discover my capacity for loving. So I'm going to say that one again. I am open to being more vulnerable. Powerful word. To discover my capacity for loving. Okay, and before I discuss that affirmation, I really quick forgot to say that we are following Dr. Susan Lawton's Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar that you can get from Aromatools or Oil Life. Amazing book. Anyway, being open to be vulnerable can be scary, right? Sometimes we can feel nervous about opening up about our true feelings, nervous that people won't accept us, that they'll think less of us. And when it comes to being vulnerable to love, right? I don't know, many people have been hurt in loving relationships before. Like, I feel like those that we love the most have the capacity to hurt us the deepest because those relationships are our most important ones, the ones that we value the most. Like if someone walking, you know, you're walking down the street and someone, you know, that's 7 years old says, oh, I don't like your hair. Do you even think twice about it? But if you're the one you love, if your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, excuse me, says, oh, I don't like something about you, it gives us more pause, right? And it can hurt a little bit more deeply. And so I just wanted to help us all come to a greater understanding that those relationships of the people that we love most and who love us the most and so who want to be loved by us most are so delicate. Dolly Parton sings this song that's called Love is Like a Butterfly. And just how the little things matter so much when it comes to loving relationships. Well, okay, so let's talk about vulnerability. It takes a lot of vulnerability to tell someone you love them. It takes a lot of vulnerability to give a hug, to reach. Sometimes it takes a vulnerability to even reach out in the first place. It takes so much vulnerability to even ask for the first date, even go up to someone and start a conversation sometimes, right? But isn't it in the connection that our true happiness comes, right? In connecting with others and building those beautiful, lasting relationships. So, just challenging us all, just inviting us all to open up, maybe say to our moms, our dads, our, you know, coworkers, you know what, how much we love and appreciate them, right? Maybe be more, a little bit more vulnerable and opening up about, hey, our needs. Hey, when you do this, I feel this. And I feel this because I love you so much and you're so important to me. And I so want us to have a good relationship. So, anyway, Brené Brown, I'm sure you've heard about her. Super big. She's written so many books, The Gift of Vulnerability. She talks about the gift of vulnerability. She's done a ton of TED Talks and talks, I don't know, around the world. But, how being vulnerable about who we are, helps other people present themselves more authentically too. Sorry, it's a tight schedule this morning, and so we're just gonna have some shower noises going on in the background. I hope you'll forgive that and love on us. Anyway, I know, none of us, don't we all think that we just have to be 100%, maybe not, but don't many of us think that we just have to be 100% perfect in order to be seen as enough or to be loved? And it's the older I get, the more I know it's not that. There's a gift of imperfection. There's a gift in just trying. And so thank you for everyone who's been supporting my tries as I'm trying to connect with you and help us all have more positive ways to think about ourselves and positive things to do. So the affirmation for today is, I am open, love that word, open, to being more vulnerable, to discover my capacity for loving. And so sandalwood, I know we're going to talk about sandalwood later, and I know we've talked about it on Wednesday, what it does for us emotionally, but sandalwood has the gift of helping us see things more clearly. And as we're vulnerable about loving others and being open to love, let's be a little bit more vulnerable too on looking deep into ourselves and saying, am I loving? How, like on a scale of 1 to 100, how am I doing in being loving, in talking in loving ways, in talking in loving tones, in doing loving things, in showing love to different people in our lives that we want to build a relationship with in a way that they feel loved? Like, can we just be vulnerable to and rate ourselves on that? And not, you know, if we're scoring low in some of them, let's not, we're definitely done with beating ourselves up when we don't do something right, right? We are forgiving ourselves. We are seeing it clearly, and we are moving on to a better way, a better and happier way. So just thinking today a little bit, how loving am I being to those around me, and how open am I being, and being vulnerable with those I love? Okay, so that's the affirmation for today. You know, the affirmation for the week is E.T.'s theme song from the movie E.T. and is by John Williams. It's majestic. The music is majestic. It's epic. It's powerful. It's adventuresome. And as we're thinking about, what better adventure to go on than to build loving relationships. It has all the ups and downs of any adventure. It has all the passion and problems of any adventure, right? Every love and relationship does, I think. Maybe God's love and relationship with us is always, doesn't have that, doesn't have the up and down from Him. His love is always constant. But pretty much most other love stories have some up and down in them and have some peace, have some uneasiness to them. It's an epic adventure. So I just hope that as we're trying to be more open, more loving in our relationships, that we listen to majestic music like E.T.'s theme song. And anyway, don't you love what the scores that movie makers are making? Don't they show the dignity and the strength of the human character? Okay, so that's the affirmation and the song that we're pairing to it this week, or today. We are talking, so the diffuser blend that we've been diffusing all week long is 2 drops of bergamot, which is the oil of self-acceptance and self-love, and 2 drops of sandalwood. Oh, first of all, I got to talk a little bit about bergamot. You can't love other people if you're not loving yourself. It's super hard to accept other people if we can't accept ourselves. Love, it starts with our relationship with God. It goes to our relationship with ourself, and it moves outward, right? It just flows outward. Okay. And then, so 2 drops of bergamot, the oil of self-acceptance and self-love, 2 drops of sandalwood, which is the oil of sacred devotion, and 2 drops of peppermint, which is the oil of a buoyant heart. So we talked about all those emotionally Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and today we are hitting all of them on what they do for us physically, and we are going to start with bergamot. So bergamot is a citrus oil. It comes from the rind, and we know that every citrus oil is going to be an uplifting oil. And bergamot is a blend between the lemon and the bitter orange. And here are some of the properties of bergamot. It is antidepressant. Oh, in the world today, don't we need something like that that lifts our spirits, buoys us up? Anyway, it's carminative. I had to look that one up again, although I've said it a few times in these shout-outs. Carminative, relieving flatulence. So I was actually doing a study. What causes flatulence? If you're eating a lot of healthy things, you can develop some flatulence. Like if you're eating broccoli and cauliflower, they're super good for you. They are so good for you. They can cause flatulence. If you're supplementing or replacing some of your meat with beans, which are so healthy with you, it can cause flatulence. And so whatever you're eating, if it's causing flatulence, bergamot, it can come to the rescue. It's neuroprotective. It is sedative, which means it's calming. Now, bergamot has linalool in it, and some of you are probably familiar with that word, and some of you are probably not. And so another essential oil that you're super familiar with that has linalool in it is lavender, right? And what linalool does is it just calms you. And so bergamot does that, but remember that it's a citrus oil, so it's going to be calming and making you feel good. It's almost like you've gone, like this feeling that you get when you go to a spa where you're just so relaxed and you're happy, right? It's a stomach ick. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Anyway, it's a stomach ick, which means it helps your digestive system. So if you have some digestive problems, it can help with that. But not only that, but it can help you digest your food better, so you're actually getting more nutrition from the foods you eat. Putting bergamot in your water. Hold on. Or putting it in your water or rubbing it on your stomach is wonderful for the digestive system. Now, I didn't pull every single one of the oils that I'm talking about, but I pulled peppermint. And do you see this thing right here? I hope you can see it. It's the essential oil supplement. It has a supplement box on it, like your cereal box does. So it's super easy when you're using doTERRA essential oils, which is the only oil I would use if I was going to take it internally, because they third-party test every single batch. They have a batch number on the bottom of every bottle. You can go to a site called Source to Me. Oh, Source to You. Anyway, and look up all of the tests that have been run on your oil and see the results on your batch of oil. Super cool. Anyway, so if you're using bergamot digestively, you can put a couple drops in your water, drink it. You can rub it onto your stomach area. So here are a few things about some of the top uses of bergamot. Okay, so if you have psoriasis, you can put 1 to 2 drops in a carrier oil like fractionated coconut oil and apply to the affected area. If you have sadness, again, you're just going to diffuse it. Diffusing is one of the best things you can do when you're working on emotional issues. If you have appetite loss, you can take 1 to 2 drops in 8 ounces glass of water. If you are trying to recover from addictions, right? Heaven help you. Heaven help us all. But especially those who are working through the super hard work that it takes to recover from addictions, whether it's pornography or drugs, alcohol, anger, whatever it is. Recovering from addictions can be super hard, and essential oils can help with that. So if you're trying to recover from an addiction, you can put it on the bottoms of your feet, on your pulse points, on your heart area, on the back of your neck. Those are some of my favorite points. I love to put essential oils on when I'm using them more for emotional support. Now, why would it help when you're recovering from addictions? Remember how super calming it is and how uplifting spa experience it is, right? So many people reach for their favorite addiction when they're stressed out. Let's break that cycle. Bergamot can help. Okay, it's good for infections. So, and whether it's a skin infection like acne, whether it's a bronchial infection, upper respiratory tract infection, whether it's a urinary tract or a bladder infection, bergamot, I don't know why. Don't know the science behind it, but it's super good for infections. You can definitely just put a little bit of bergamot on at night, not in the morning. Now, here's the warning. Any citrus oil except for green mandarin, every other citrus oil out there can make your skin more photosensitive, which means you can burn easier. So you really don't want to go out if you've just put on citrus oil. So if you're using bergamot oil on your face, definitely you're going to want to put it on kind of as soon as you're in for the evening, kind of at night, and that should be able to, you know, try it, see how it helps with acne. Again, it's a total boost for self-confidence. It totally can help increase your feelings of self-worth. And because it has that linalool in it, it's also super good to use when you can't sleep. Just, putting a few drops on your pillow, diffusing it, putting it on your heart area, on your feet area can totally help. So, here's a blend for you. 10 drops of lavender, 10 drops of wild orange, 10 drops of doTERRA's Balance, and then 5 drops of bergamot. Go ahead, put all of that into a 10-mil roller bottle, fill it up with fractionated coconut oil, and then just run on. It's called the Stress Release Blend. Okay, I think you're going to love it. Let me just see if there's anything else really quick that I wanted to say. Oh, there actually is. It has been used in Europe as a treatment for intestinal parasites. And it can also be useful in times of candida overgrowth or thrush. And here's one of my favorite ones. Just one that I'm going to definitely file back into the back of my memory. But it's great for tuberculosis. Now, I know we don't have a lot of, if you're from America, we don't really have a lot of those cases anymore. But in the olden days, they did. because they didn't have as good of sanitary conditions as we have now. So I'm just going to remember bergamot, tuberculosis. Anyway, I love how there's so many essential oils that are being studied around the world. If you love to see essential oil studies, one of my favorite places to go is aromaticscience.com. Okay, the second oil that we're going to be discussing is sandalwood. It's the oil of sacred devotion, but we're going to be talking today about what it does for us physically. Okay, so again, sandalwood, super calming oil. It's a great antidepressant. It's an antispasmodic, it's calmative, just meaning, gonna be so calming to your nerves, your emotional system. And here are some of the top uses for sandalwood. Okay, first, rashes and skin conditions. Super good to help with that. It can, if you have a rash, if you're having some type of skin condition, you can definitely put a few drops of fractionated coconut oil, just rub it on into wherever it is. It can also help bring out healthy glowing skin. So if you put a few drops into your moisturizer at night, super good idea. Okay. We all know sandalwood, it can totally help in meditation, right? Helps with focus, helps with bringing clarity of mind. And it can help with those who have low testosterone. So you could put one to two drops in a capsule and take that. Or you can put it on your pulse points or your lower abdomen. If you have some scarring, maybe from acne, maybe from a surgery, maybe you got in a bike accident. Who knows? Scars come from many different ways. You can definitely take that again, put 2 to 3 drops in some fractionated coconut oil, massage it onto your scar, see how that helps. Okay, and they found that it's also very good with Alzheimer's disease. So for that, you're going to want to put 1 to 2 drops in at the base of the skull. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.